systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Friday, March 4th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And what's up, everybody?
What's
it's
up?
Episode 467, the Friday night show.
467!
Excellent.
Oh my fucking god!
Please keep yelling into your mic.
I will.
Everyone appreciates
that. I know. It's great. 467. It's amazing. Okay, you can continue.
This is me staring at you in complete and utter disappointment.
That's cool.
I know.
It's fine.
It's totally cool.
It's great.
I enjoy it.
I know. That's why I do it.
Great.
I do this for you.
I do this for all of you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I put up with this for all of you. So I need you
Fuck
to dig deep and figure out what that's worth to you. Because
I give you a quarter.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be dealing with this. Putting
what?
Up with this. I mean, enjoying this. I wouldn't be enjoying this.
Would you break up with me if we didn't have the show?
I don't know if we would have got back together.
Would you break up with me if we didn't have the show?
I wouldn't break up
Answer
with you,
me.
But I'm saying if we broke up, I may not be so quick to be like, you know what? Why don't we just fucking make this work for the fans? We deal with this for the fans.
Wow. I deal with it because I love you.
Really?
So...
Not as much as you love that game.
I love that game.
I know.
But I love you.
What did you give that game a rating in the Android
market? 5 fucking stars!
Now, what do you give me as a rating in the Matt Droid market?
2 fucking stars.
2 stars? Awesome. Force closes all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Please update. Sick of this shit. takes up way too much memory and is just a process hog.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yours is force rape,
I think
though.
There may be some malware in there also. Fucking virus.
So,
we do this. We gather here. We join hands and hold hearts and sing hymns every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live. Watch us. Do this.
I think Fridays are the jam holiest days.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, Sunday is, like, you know, the Lord's Day.
Uh-huh.
Friday is our
the jam holiest day.
Yes. It's the jam holiest day of the week.
the jam lord's day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, it's pretty awesome.
I think it is. Because we you know, it's at the height of our week. We're coming to an
it's the end. The
right.
apex.
Right, right.
Hump day.
So,
Thursday, chill out, hip hop day.
Right.
Then Friday, it's the jam holy
Monday,
day.
Monday, we start it all over again.
I
so,
know.
Yes. This is.
How many weeks have we been doing this?
This is the jam holiest day. Right here.
Shit, yeah.
We've been doing it for a lot of weeks.
You can call us 406-204-4687.
Or don't.
If you care to participate in our conversation this evening. Thejamhole.com/forums. If you're a fan of the Hotbox or this show, you should definitely be a member of the forums. It's free. Sign up there and interact with everyone that listens to the show.
We or
post,
don't.
Or don't. Whatever. We post stuff there. Oh, well, I do, and she tries to.
I do sometimes.
Yeah.
Randomly.
It's fun. It's cool. Lots of good info on the Hotbox side of it with the marijuana stuff, because there's just a lot of cool stuff you can use forums to, like, keep track of, and, you know.
Yeah.
The jam hole is just a lot of us making fun of shit and just doing what
That's what we do.
Yeah. Good info
whatever. We're not, you know, designated to one topic, so we kind of all over the place.
Let's start off. I want to just get this over and done with. Because
right.
I know this is something that's been bugging a lot of people for a lot of years. I would even maybe
Has
go...
Has it bugged me?
Probably not.
Okay.
It's in the news, so I'm going to guess not. Have you heard?
Probably
no,
not.
I haven't at
Don't
all.
Don't care. But go ahead.
But
I'll amuse you.
I would go so far as to say that people have died because of this, and that's
all right.
It's okay, I guess, you know. We have marijuana here. It hasn't killed any people, but
have babies died because of this?
Yeah.
I'm interested.
I would
then.
Say most definitely, but
all right.
It's finally, it's come out, you know, I'd say about 2011 years ago.
Oh.
A great man walked this planet. That man's name, Jesus Christ.
It's pronounced Jose.
Jose?
Yeah.
Jesus?
Jose.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I was just going to let
My
you
bad.
Sweat in that one, but I couldn't help.
I can't. I always mix those two up. Sorry.
Jose and Jesus.
Yeah.
What? Okay, sure.
Sorry.
Pope and poop, I don't know. It's all the same to me, whatever.
They smell the same.
Okay, so Jesus walked the earth, right?
Jesus.
He was crucified because God told him to.
Right.
Who killed Jesus?
His daddy.
No.
Oh.
His daddy had the plan.
It's his fault.
Who actually killed Jesus? Anyone in the chat, who killed Jesus? Thank you, Justin Fan. The Jews.
I was getting there.
The Jews killed
but Jesus.
Jesus
was a Jew.
Right. The Jews killed
you
Jesus.
Bastards.
And because of that, they wandered for 40 years
Did
in
Jesus
the desert.
Did Jesus build his own cross because he was a carpenter and shit?
I'm going to guess probably not.
He was like, you know, I need this.
The Romans didn't trust his Jewish carpentry skills.
He was all like, you know, I need it to be at this
it
angle
was gonna be
so I
way,
can get a nice sunny sun.
It was going to be really expensive and just poor quality.
They used pine.
Because he's a Jew. Right. Okay. So the Jews killed your Christ. And like I said, they then got punished by having to wander for 40 years.
Right.
And they also got punished by Hitler. I believe
yes.
I firmly believe that Hitler was acting on behalf of God.
Yeah, maybe.
And killing
like,
the
this
Jews.
This is revenge.
The Jews killed
he
your
killed
son.
My Joseph.
The Jews killed your son. What are you going to do? I'm going to kill some fucking Jews.
Okay.
Duh.
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 Revenge.
Wait, was that a question?
Duh?
Or was that duh? A statement, an affirmative statement.
I think it was
of,
a statement.
So the Jews killed the Christ, and I guess ever since, for the last 2011 years, according to their calendar, the Jews have been held responsible for that.
Yep.
Well, breathe easy, Jews, because do you know what?
Have they gotten salvation?
The Pope has exonerated Jewish people for the crucifixion and death of Jesus.
You know, I really don't think the Jews
there
nowadays...
There you go, Jews!
I really don't think the Jews nowadays really care too much. They didn't do it.
Well, sure they did.
It's like pointing at you and or pointing at me and be like, you know, you need to get whipped a bunch of times because you were a slave owner.
Yeah?
But I wasn't.
But your family was.
Possibly.
You have
I don't know.
Slave-owning genes.
Well, does that mean I need to be punished for it?
Maybe. How many slaves did you own?
I don't know. I never looked up my genealogy.
Well, maybe we need to figure that out so we can punish you accordingly.
No, I think most of my family came from, like, Dutch.
Is that weird that the Pope exonerated the Jews? Like, does the Pope have the power to do that?
I don't think so. I think God has to come down and be like, you know what? You guys have lived 2011 years on this earth.
I forgive you.
After dealing with this, you've been, you know, sulking, blah, blah, blah. You're guilty all the time. I forgive you. I forgive you.
Justin Fenn says, I'll donate to see Danny whipped live. I'll donate that right back just for the chance to whip her live.
Please don't whip me. I will beat you to death.
I will hold true to Devo and I will whip it good.
I will kill you.
I'll even have the song playing while I whip it good.
Wait, I have a cat in Nine Tails, don't I?
Yeah.
I do.
How much would you pay to see Danny whipped alive is the question. Speaking of Jews.
What did we do with that? It's in the closet, isn't it?
Yeah, I know right where it's at.
Oh, man. I know right where it's at.
Mongrel the Mutt says, I'll donate for a whipped cream, Danny. Can I whip? Oh, wait, whipped. Okay, I get it. Thank you. Wow.
I do that, too.
That's not your fault, Mongrel. That's my fault. That took a minute.
God.
Whipped. Got it. Is that weird that the Pope is
forgiving shit that he shouldn't be able to forgive?
It's, I don't know, I almost feel like the state needs, I don't know.
That's higher above him.
I watched Prison Break. And I know all about how you get exonerated. And it definitely doesn't have to do with the Pope. It's more of a state.
Don't you think that
senator, governor,
that
president thing?
Forgiving the Jews for the death of Jesus is unforgivable, but only by God. You know, like.
Well, as the
I
Pope,
don't think the
do
Pope
you
has
have
the place to do that. I don't think he has.
Isn't the Pope the right hand man? What I'm saying is it weird? Is it weird that the leader of one religion is forgiving the people of a totally different religion? That's what I think is weird about it. I mean, I guess you couldn't really have the Jew leader
forgive
the
Jews.
I don't know. I guess you would have maybe Xenu, a good intermediary that's unbiased, or maybe like Dharma. Is that? Am I thinking of the right one?
I have no idea.
The Hindu one. Bad Manners says it's a publicity stunt.
Probably is.
In extracts released from his forthcoming book on Christ, Pope Benedict the 16th has addressed one of the most controversial issues of Christianity by saying the Jews bore no culpability. It's okay, Jews. It's okay.
No, it's not.
You can stop whipping yourselves and leading such weirdly awful but yet rich lives. Like, for how much money the Jews have, you would think you would stop. I mean, like, some of the shit that they adhere to because they think it's going to get them into heaven is pretty fucking ridiculous.
Yep.
And some of it, I would almost say, maybe not even really worth getting into heaven for.
Yeah.
He confronts the controversial text of St. Matthew's Gospel in which the Jews demand the execution of Jesus and shout to the Roman governor Pontius Pilate, "Let his blood be on us and on our children."
That's so fun.
Well, you kind of asked for it then.
Let's bathe in that.
Right?
I want a blood bath. Please.
The passage has been described as a rallying cry for anti-Semites down the centuries. But the Pope said when St. Matthew wrote the Jews, he meant the mob in Pilate's courtyard and not the Jewish people in general. Which I really enjoy the fact that Pope Benedict the 16th is getting into the mindset of people that existed or didn't, depending on who you ask, over 3,000 years ago, and knows what he thought.
I don't doubt that they existed. I just don't think it all happened the way it did.
Right. As such, the crowd was representative of the whole of sinful humanity, he added. Okay, I'm glad you also now know God's mind, thank you. It did not represent a curse, but rather redemption, salvation, the Pope said. The Pope said in Jesus of Nazareth, Holy Week, from entrance into Jerusalem to the resurrection, which will be published next week. I can't wait for
go out
all
and
of
buy
your,
my shit!
For all of your parents to go out and buy that because they think it'll get them into heaven.
Right.
Oh,
we have
man.
To learn the word of God, and the Pope wrote it, so...
So yeah. Sad.
It is sad. I'm sorry.
One of these comments, the Bible's not historical fact? Well, I never. that was sarcastic.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, the Pope has forgiven the Jews. We're all going to sleep just a little better tonight, I think.
I'm not Jewish. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm not either, but...
We might be.
That's a whole group of people that are, like, that's good. For humanity as a whole... That's good. No grudges. We don't want to go...
Jews shouldn't be forgiven. Look at all the shit they get.
We can't go into 2012, possibly the year of the rapture, with grudges. Because that will most definitely not allow us into heaven. Okay?
Whatever.
You know what else also will not probably allow you into heaven?
What?
If you're a preacher and you stab another preacher, huh?
Yeah, that'll probably
maybe
get you forbidden.
Not turning
the
other
pearly
cheek.
Gates.
One was a black lady and the other was a black gentleman. Interesting.
All right.
Both are ministers. He a popular preacher, respected by his peers, but bearing a violent past. He probably found God in jail.
He doesn't want competition.
Did
that's
you find
all.
God in jail though?
Yeah, probably.
When you were in jail for murder?
It's all about competition, man. He's like, man, you parked your church way too close to mine. Mm-hmm. And he's going to fucking get rid of him.
Well, actually, she was a former school teacher with a taste for for poetry, okay. Not pussy. They worked at the same church, okay? Uh-huh. Which kind of just destroys your little theory.
Okay.
At some point, and according to police, they were in a relationship. Huh.
Mm, okay, I broke up with you and I hate you.
It took a brutal... How many other orifices of your body can you pick during this show? Every time I look over at you, you have your finger in a different hole.
My ears were bugging me.
Why don't you give us all a show and just finger your pussy while we're doing this?
I'm sorry, but no.
Jesus.
What do you want from me,
dude? I want you to stop picking your eye, nose, ear, mouth, whatever else.
I can't.
Okay. Well, you asked what I wanted, and
it's
I told you.
It's like OCD. It's like a twitch. If I feel something out of place, I have to put it back in place. And pretty much every time I blink, something moves
in
my
eye. Your whole face feels out of place? I don't understand. What are you
doing?
Like,
okay, you know what sleep is?
No.
It's crusty stuff in your eye? Well, before it becomes crusty stuff, it's like this soft, gooey, like boogers, kind of.
Okay.
And it floats around on your eye. It's kind of like lubrication, all right? And every time I blink, that shit moves.
Yeah.
And I can feel it.
Yeah?
And I'm really weird about it. I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm weird about it, and I have to fucking move it or get it out of the way or get it out of my eye.
How about you just stop blinking?
Then my eyes will fall out.
Oh. Well, that's not very good.
Then I can just take it out and fucking rub it all off.
Like crumb from Real Monsters.
Put it in your mouth and like fucking rinse it off and put it back
so
in.
So awesome.
I'm sorry. I pick at shit.
Okay. So, this relationship took a brutal turn Tuesday morning when authorities and a witness, how appropriate, they say the Reverend Edward fairly stormed into an Eastside home and, without a word, stabbed the Reverend Simone Shields several times in the face!
Sweet.
Could you imagine getting stabbed in the face?
Like, that's some hard
stuff.
That's
the worst part to stab.
That's some hard stuff,
like, stab
right? You feel it.
Stab my guts and shit. Don't stab my face. Shit. That's just brutal. Like, stabbing someone.
You probably feel it.
Yeah.
You know.
Would you imagine what that would feel like to stab someone in the... Like, it's all...
Crunch, crack, smash.
I feel like it would be a lot of the blade glancing off of the bone and like gouging eyes or something,
right?
You know? That's so
it wouldn't
crazy.
Go through.
That's personal though, right? Like stabbing in the face, complete disfigurement, mongrel the mutt, like a boss!
Like a boss!
Stabbed in the face like a preacher boss?
Nice.
Several times, and the torso, leaving her to lie in a pool of blood on the kitchen floor, which he was quoted as saying, that's appropriate since the bitch has been lying her whole life. Shields, 52, was eventually rescued by the cops, taken to St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center. She remains in critical but stable condition. It's a miracle.
Wow.
It's a miracle.
Wow.
Fairley, who's 59, was arrested after
he was spotted.
Would
you want to live after that?
I don't know. Probably not. Stabbed in the face? No.
Your face would be so ugly after that.
I know. No.
You're not getting no ladies
after
that.
You might as well just sedate me, because I'm going to kill myself as soon as I get up.
I bet you could live your life high as a kite from that point on, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. He was spotted on the street, soaked in blood, the knife still in hand. Charged with attempted murder, was in Patterson police custody with no bail.
You're supposed to ditch the murder weapon and change
your
clothes.
The attack? Yeah.
Dumbass.
The attack? He, like, in Shameless, he just turned his shirt the other way.
Right?
Like, all right.
Put
all
his
better.
Coat on. It's all good. Oh, whatever.
The attack stunned the city's church leaders. Fellow pastors who described Fairley as a good man and a pillar in the community seemed at a loss. They always do, right?
Right.
Especially, I mean, do you just go to him and slap him in the face and say, God works in mysterious ways?
No.
Oh.
God.
Quote, I don't know what the Lord wants us to look at with this situation, said the Reverend Chester Taylor of Calvary Baptist Church. What would Jesus do? You're going to turn the other cheek. Stab, stab, stab. What would you do?
He would have ditched the murder weapon at least.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He would have made it disappear.
Right?
He would have turned it into water. But long before he started the Koinonia and Christian Ministries in Patterson 15 years ago, Fairley was convicted of committing a violent attack on his wife.
Huh.
Interesting. Those who do not remember the past are gonna repeat it. Huh. That's cool. So then he'll get out of jail, find God again, and go to another church.
He's just having some lady problems, and, it seems.
Stab that pastor chick.
Just seems like he's got a problem with ladies, man.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe he's not a lady. Do you guys want to see a mugshot? This might fill it in a little more creary for you. So in 83, he was 32 years old and a Baptist minister, indicted on charges of breaking into his estranged wife's apartment and stabbing her. He served 6 years in state prison after being convicted of aggravated assault, kidnapping, armed burglary, and weapons possession. He leads a sizable congregation at his church that often runs food pantries and other charities. Pfft, of course. A gifted musician, he also sang and played the organ at Bragg Funeral Home. So, that's pretty pretty awesome. Two pastors. What do you think they disagreed on?
God.
Do you think?
Probably.
Huh.
They look like the Southern Baptist Revival Church.
Yeah,
people.
Right. Like
the Lord came here today.
I can walk. I'm healed.
You are healed, Martha.
Demons out.
Get
douche.
Up and walk.
How awesome would that be?
Ugh.
To
his
just,
eye, it's
you're
all
getting
fucked
paid
up.
To lie to people. Like that.
His eyes are too far apart. He's got something wrong in
he's
his head.
He's got a big fat head.
He's got something wrong in his brain. You could tell when their eyes are too far apart.
He's taking a few shots to the face, I bet.
That left eye is going a little too far to the left.
He was a Marine also. After much...
He knows how to stab somebody.
Here's what his website says. Check this out. This is from his website. After much wrestling, praying, and many sleepless nights, Pastor Fairley submitted his will to the perfect will of God.
Stabbing the bitch in the face.
I know. So awesome.
The will of God, man.
Mysterious ways. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit. Talk about something you're into and maybe a little something I'm into, huh?
All right.
Tacoma, Washington. Okay.
Okay.
We have a debate. Maybe we can make a poll on the forums, thejamhole.com/forums, maybe.
You can make a poll.
I'll make a poll, and then I'll make you write it.
I did that.
Okay.
Last night.
Just because, it doesn't mean you're done for the week, okay? Just because it's Friday doesn't mean you get the day off.
Ah, yes it does.
No.
Means we fuck in the morning, because we usually fuck in the mornings on the weekends.
I just prayed to God, and he said, if you don't fuck me, I have his permission to just take what is legally mine.
I'm not Christian, so that doesn't
matter. Doesn't matter. You don't have to be. That just means you're going to hell, and God really doesn't care now. I'll take it. I'm going to start using that in my day-to-day life. I just prayed and God said I can have a double bacon cheeseburger ketchup only, and he said it's free.
They're gonna call the cops.
They just do it.
On you.
I'll tell the cops. God said if you arrest me,
you'll be in the paper.
God said if you arrest me, your babies will die tonight. Argue
it'll
with that.
Be, it'll be like on the front page of our little podunk fucking newspaper.
The Daily Mistake.
Right? Saying, this boy went to Wendy's claiming God told him he could have a double bacon for free.
You guys give 10% of your fucking income to God every fucking Sunday. And now someone comes and acts on that and I'm crazy? Shit.
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 God's about to tell me to go whoop your ass next, so watch out. You don't know what God knows, what me and God know. You don't know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you don't know. God says all of you got... Wait. I'm getting...
Spit it out.
Hold on. Okay. God just said that if you guys don't all donate a complete total of $2,000 by the end of this show, your ears will start bleeding and your dicks will fall off. TheJamHole.com/donate. Go. All right. Debate.
Okay.
Crack or heroin?
Crack.
Heroin.
Oh, I thought you said which one I would like better.
Well, right. So you say crack, I say heroin.
Oh.
This debate is eventually going to lead to me killing you with a razor blade and then stealing your shoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't even like my shoes. Go away.
Loniesh VC told Tacoma police she was high on crack cocaine when she argued with a friend, slashed her to death with a razor, and swapped shoes with the woman before heading to the hospital to get stitches in her hand. Apparently, she was not very trained in hand-to-hand razor combat.
Guess not.
Junkie razor blade combat. When an acquaintance found 49-year-old Ginny Thomas dead, police released no info about the homicide because there were few clues as to what happened. A bloody pair of shoes.
She was high and she wanted some shoes.
Crack run? Crack
it.
Run?
I gotta go to the hospital to fix my hands, so I'm gonna need them shoes. Oh, that's right. I stabbed you with a razor blade, so that's why I gotta cut my hand.
Do you think that's what she told the hospital?
Probably.
What happened?
I was high on crack. What the fuck you think happened?
What happened? Crack's better than heroin, motherfucker. That's what happened.
He tried to say it wasn't, so I stabbed him.
I won.
I stabbed
him. What do you think, motherfucker? Crack or heroin?
I got shoes.
I tell you, crack is the right answer. I'll kill you.
Put me some motherfucking crack in this pot and put them stitches in my hand.
So, a bloody pair of shoes, a fingerprint, and phone records eventually helped lead detectives to VC, who pleaded not guilty to the murder. VC told police she was high on crack cocaine and Thomas was using heroin just before an argument erupted over the types of drugs each used.
That's so funny.
She said Thomas stuck her in the palm with a syringe, sparking the fight, and then cut the back of VC's hand with
see
a razor.
Let me see your hand. Go. Aww.
VC then used the razor wrapped in tissue during the struggle, and then she blacked out. Or so she says.
Yeah, she didn't lie out.
Later, VC took off her shoes and put on a pair of Thomas's shoes. She also pulled a pair of the victim's sweatpants on over her own bloody pants.
I can't let nobody see this.
It's that
blood.
Time of the month.
Right.
No, that's my blood. Sure.
I just hemorrhaging. I know it's down on my foot.
Hemorrhaging.
But...
I'm just hemorrhaging.
I broke a blood vessel.
Mongrel the Mutt says, did she do a line with the bloody razor blade? I'm going to guess yeah, because, I mean, if she just put
the pants
on.
I got to do some crack before I head down to the hospital, because you know the angle gives me none while I get there.
And just FYI, Mongrel, you don't do lines of crack. You smoke crack.
Right.
You can base it back into cocaine, I guess, but it's kind of a pain in the ass, but anyway,
she probably broke a pipe, so you know what, she probably did do a line.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think you can do that though.
Yes, you can. It hurts like hell, but you can't
really.
Yes.
Do not recommend that. Then she also, I mean, why not, took the cell phone, a pouch with the woman's ID and credit card, and the bloody razor, and walked to St. Joseph Medical Center to get stitches. It's unclear how well the two knew each other. Two people whom police said were the last to see Thomas alive acknowledged buying drugs from her. The only two people that saw you alive last were people that bought drugs from you. That's
right.
Pretty awesome.
And now they have no recollection of you whatsoever because they did the drugs they bought from you. Right.
This first comment. So which won the debate? Crack or heroin? I'm assuming crack is the victor because the user of crack is still alive while the user of heroin is dead.
Well, heroin's all slowed down and like, I'm relaxed, and crack's like, I'm gonna fucking stab
like
you!
Like eating your face off.
Right?
Just nuts. Fuck. All right. Let's move on here. This burger posted this in the forums last week, and I've been wanting to get to it, just haven't really had time. So this is just one of my fears, as you all know.
Your fears?
Spiders. Not into them. Check that out.
Little girl.
Mark Vogel, 30 years old, was found dead. This is from Dortmund, Germany.
Okay.
Authorities were alerted when concerned neighbors noticed a horrendous stench emanating from the apartment. His black widow, Bettina, is believed to administer the deadly bite. All Germans are just weird motherfuckers, huh? Like, you have a pet black widow. You're, like, shitting on your wife. Like, they're just weird people.
Yes. They poop on glass tables.
Yeah.
With people underneath them.
I heard
them,
that.
And that's cool. That's weird.
Is that cool? You want to do that?
I want to see it. But
you
want to
see just a big steamy deuce pile, just duty, like, falling out of my ass and just
not you.
Taking a huge steamy
not
plop
you.
Onto the table, like, inches above your face?
No, not you. I couldn't have...
Could you imagine?
I'm just sick of your asshole puckering open and shit, like, some... Oh my god, it's in my head. Fucking right. Burn my brain out.
I'll expect that with a blowjob.
I get it's like this, look. It's, that would be your butthole. Alright, dude, I'm gonna vomit all over the cat. In seconds.
So, his apartment has been described as both a zoo and a jungle by authorities. He never let people visit. Spokesman for the cops said, according to the Sun, quote, it was like a horror movie. His corpse was over the sofa. Giant webs draped him. Spiders were all over him.
Nice.
They were coming out of his nose and his mouth. There was everything there one could imagine in the world of reptiles. Larger pieces of flesh torn off by the lizards were scooped up and taken back to the webs of tarantulas and other bird-eating spiders.
Sounds like he was dead for a little while.
God, that's nasty.
And they, like, overran the place and repopulated.
More than 200 spiders, wow. Several snakes, thousands of termites, and a gecko,
God.
All just holding hands, feasting on this man's corpse.
I don't think the termites were his pets, probably.
Probably not. They were his leases.
His live-in roommates.
His leases.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, Bad Matter says, sounds like a B-horror movie.
Right.
Sounds like where Arachnophobia would have went if John Goodman never would have done the part. the spiders and termites managed to escape when the heating elements exploded in the and opened the lids to their tanks. The lizards, well, they're just allowed to roam. He also kept a pet boa constrictor and several poisonous frogs. Do you think
Smart.
He had Hypnotoad?
Of course. Oh, my God.
He was dead for somewhere between 7 and 14 days when his corpse was found. Enough time for the creepy crawlies to make a new home out of his apartment.
Oh, my God.
And you know what really sucks the most out of that whole thing?
Huh?
The poor fucker that had to clean that shit up. God,
I just bulldozed the house over. Said, fuck it.
Okay, moving on. Brazil.
All right.
Passion fruit. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, this woman is growing... dick-shaped fruit.
Nice.
You may ask yourself, well, that's no... I mean, carrots. Well, that's not fruit. But, you know, like... dick-shaped... there's all sorts of that, right? This, like, you have to see this. This is definitely... It's not just, like, a zucchini that is just elongated and...
She's
oh,
actually, like...
Like, this has
teaching
nuts...
Teaching them how to grow.
No, this has nuts and a head. And
how
a
is
tip.
She doing it?
Look at it. A vine-producing penis-shaped passion fruit has been discovered by a gardener in the Brazilian city of... Right?
My God, that's a cock and balls!
Right? Of San Jose
She's like...
D-Rab.
Big dick.
She's like, if this goes in my
that
pussy...
That is a hell of a passion fruit, dude.
In my pussy every night.
Oh my... What a... That's so awesome. That's an awesome fruit to look like a dick. A passion fruit.
Yeah.
It's a big cock.
Yeah.
And balls.
Right.
Big balls. It's a really, it's a good, thick.
It's thick.
Thick peanut.
Kind of short on the length side.
It's
but
in a chilling state right
girth.
Now. You know, if it
Do
got a hard
grows?
On it, it could get pretty fucking
Do you think
big.
It grows?
That is a nice cock.
Because it's a plant. It grows. Okay.
That's a fat
Moving
cock.
On.
I like fat cock.
San Jose de Ribamar in the country's north. Normally round, the fruit is native to South America, and its tart pulp can be found flavoring everything from sweet desserts to caipiranas, the Brazilian national cocktail. Although,
wait, there's two of them right there.
Yeah, she has a whole tree, dude.
And they're all shaped like cocks?
Although none of the penis-shaped variety are ripe yet, the woman who grew them, Maria Rodriguez de Aguilar Farias, 53, said so many visitors want to see the plants, she started charging admission. Quote, I charge 2 reels to look, 15 for taking photos, 20 to shoot video, and 25 if you want the full service, if you know what I mean.
Does she sell the fruit?
Fist through the hand motion.
I would sell that shit for like $200 a pop.
And that transfers to about $1 to see it, $9 for a snapshot, and $12 for a video, if you were wondering what a reel is. A local government plant expert has examined the fruit and pronounced it healthy and hard.
Fuck yeah, it's healthy. Look at it.
And ripe. While it remains to be seen how good the plant's pulp tastes, the shape itself shouldn't be a reason to shy away. On the contrary, quote, she says, it's pretty big, it's pretty thick, it may even reach 15 to 20 centimeters in length. I'm going to say, yeah, good luck. Maybe on a warm day.
So, how does she engineer these fruit
I think,
to grow like
honestly,
that?
Honestly, if you look at her, I don't think she engineered really much of anything. I think it's just a freak thing that
well,
she
usually
found.
It's just like one fruit out of like the bush or tree that's shaped oddly, you know, and not a whole fucking tree full of the same shape of, you know, that's weird. I found a pepper in the grocery store once that was shaped like a cock.
Well, yeah.
And I bought
like,
it for my
like
mom.
Like this though?
I totally bought it and brought it home to my mom and I was like, "Hey, mom."
She totally shoved it in her twat that night.
She laughed her ass off. It was so funny. Dad was like, "Good job. Now I can go away."
Interesting. So you get that from your father, huh?
What?
The just, I just fucked you. Go away. Like you get that from your dad?
My dad does that because my mom's ugly.
Oh, right.
Probably.
So am I ugly?
Or
is that what
and
you're
she's
saying?
Nuts. But no.
Right. You also got that from her. You're nuts.
Thanks.
You're nuts.
That's why I don't have sex with you.
Because you're nuts?
Because you...
Because
you're
I say
jerk.
That you're nuts.
You're mean to me.
Because I bring your nuts to
You don't
the
have
forefront.
Any finesse, all right? You don't try to woo me or fucking serenade me.
I'm
and
sorry.
Shit.
The wooing stage ended as soon as you moved in the first time.
But aren't you, like, still so in love with me?
Yeah.
All right, then
so
fucking woo me, bitch.
Then suck this cock, and
I did.
Won't.
I do it all the time, so
Bad manner
woo
says
me.
Woo!
You got to put some effort into it. We'll have some fun. Jesus Christ,
we'll
fucking fag.
I think Sandy from the Hotbox sent this one into us. Or maybe Burger. I don't know. I don't keep track.
I can't
stop
looking at this passion cock.
I know. I know.
It's a good cock.
Nolly's Undead says, woo you, Danny's not a fucking ghost. She's not going to get that.
Seduce.
Okay.
How about that?
Doesn't matter. All right. This is pretty awesome. Louisville, little hit hatter, herda, huh? Kentucky?
All right.
This gentleman here with the extremely large smile on his face. He was arrested for driving under the influence Thursday morning, but
look at that facts, man.
He told the cops the reason for his erratic driving was because he was receiving oral sex from his female passenger. Yeah,
y'all's getting me a darn blowjob on I-75.
That there was nobody in his car except his dog, so I don't know. She is a bitch, so he's 31 years old, of course. Was charged with operating a motor vehicle under the influence, careless driving, speeding, when he was clocked on Interstate 64 going 66 in a 55. That's confusing. After an officer pulled him over at about 2:20 a.m., he found an open container, and he had glassy eyes. And then, of course, he failed several sobriety tests because of that
stupid
smile.
Well, I never
smile.
Learned how to do my ABCs in the first place, so I can't do them things backwards for you.
His blood alcohol level?
Z-A.
0.054.
Legal oh, that ain't limit. Nothing. You should see me on a Friday night. I have to get my paycheck. I go down to home ball every night.
The legal limit in Kentucky is 0.08. But
same as Florida.
He was under the legal limit.
Oh.
But drivers can be convicted if they're just completely fucking retarded and impaired. So even though he was under legal limit, he still failed wasted. Several sobriety tests. So
he must have been a lightweight.
Yeah.
Like you.
That smile looks like the smile of a three beer queer smile.
Yes.
He's like, gonna go puke here in a minute.
He's just happy.
MG's happy.
He's very
happy. His passenger was 31-year-old Jessica Talarovich of Louisville.
Who would give him head?
Who police referred to as Kircher's girlfriend. She was also arrested and charged with public intox, possess of an open alcoholic container and motor vehicle. So,
where's his chin?
I think it's in his shirt somewhere.
Huh.
That's weird.
Yeah. I
maybe
give
it's
him
with
head. His nose is long
him,
and his chin is short.
You need
and
to
his
give
smile
him chin.
Is goofy and his neck is long.
Don't give
you
him
look like
head.
A turtle, sir.
Give him chin.
Give him chin.
Not head.
There is no chin to suck on. Look at him. He's a goofy looking motherfucker, dude.
Alright, so let's see. We've
he's just
covered...
smiling in that because he's super proud that he got a fucking blowjob. He's like, yep, I got arrested because I was drunk driving. I don't swear because I was getting the blowjob.
But that's the whole thing. He wasn't. He wasn't.
Oh, really?
He was just drunk.
Oh.
He just said that as an excuse.
Of course.
Because, right.
Still, he's going to be like, oh, I'm going to blur. Well, you know what? He probably was.
I don't think so.
And the chick denied it, because look at the motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't, and that chick was his sister. So. Way to go, Kentucky. I also heard that, like, almost half of the people that live in Kentucky are illiterate. How's that for awesome?
Durka, durka, durk.
We don't need to read the Bible. God just tells it to us.
That's my granddaddy read that to me, that story, one time when I went to bed this one time, and I remember a little bit about it.
This one time. All right, so we covered the Pope.
Yes.
Letting the Jews off for killing Jesus.
Right.
We covered disgusting spiders.
Yes.
We've covered pastors stabbing each other. And we've
heroin
covered
and crack
heroin
addicts.
And crack cocaine and fruit that looks like cocks.
Yes.
And this douchebag that sucks at driving drunk.
Looks like
so,
a turtle. Yes.
What could possibly be next?
Dead babies.
I'm going to smoke pot.
God
hold on.
Damn it. You know what? This is bullshit. You can't just stop in the middle of the show to smoke some pot.
Yes, I can.
I hate you.
Okay. Best 911 call ever?
All right.
All right. You be the 911 dispatch, okay? Ring.
Okay. Hello, 911 dispatch.
Hi, I would like to request something to eat.
Yeah, call McDonald's.
yeah, you're actually going to be arrested. Actually,
really?
So these retards, Kingsport. Where's Kingsport? Somewhere in Kingsport, wherever the fuck that is. Thank you, paper. They request something to eat. That prompts the arrest of these two people, including a naked woman who apparently had to be dragged down a flight of stairs and pepper sprayed.
Awesome.
So ride or die, bitch.
Damn.
Right? You should see these people.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't taking me.
You have to see these people.
I'm getting there. Hang on.
So, according to the reports...
That bitch was naked?
The male called Central Dispatch. Police say he wanted someone to bring him food. Shortly after 2 a.m., an officer responded to the house to speak with the caller. The resident, Terry A. Nunley, who's 35, looks like he's 60.
He's probably starving. Look at him. He looks like I'm hungry.
He allegedly answered the door, walked outside, and told the officer, I'm hungry and want a cheeseburger and fries. Police report asking Nunley if he called 911 for food, with him confirming that, yes, that was the reason. He then reportedly told the cops he wanted her to go get it for him. Nunley allegedly emitted an odor of alcoholic beverages, was unsteady on his feet, and spoke with slurred speech, of course. He was placed under arrest, charged with public intox and abuse of 911. Then, the officer reports that while placing handcuffs on this D-bag, some chick exits the building and, quote, came stumbling down the stairs of the apartment and walked up to me. She only had on a pair of pants and was totally wasted. She looked up at me and realized I was a cop and took off running back to the apartment, reads the report. Best report ever, by the way. I advised her she was under arrest and to stop, but she continued and tried to slam the door. So I shot her. The report says the officer was able to use her foot to prevent the door from shutting. It's a sneaky trick they pull.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it all?
No. I stopped because you looked at
me. I'll wait. No, go ahead. I don't even know why we stream two cameras. That's the worst. I hate even just looking over there and seeing you just, like, knuckle deep in your eyeball. When did you wash your hands today, by the way?
Just earlier.
Did you?
Yes.
Hey, I'm proud of you. We need to work on your hand-washing ethics.
You need to just leave me alone about it.
I can't sit here in good conscience and let you stick your germ-infested fingers all up in your face.
Just leave me alone.
Okay. I hope you're all keeping track at home.
Fuck off.
We're going to tally these at the end of the year, so...
Fuck off, dude. You know what? Leave me alone, dude. It's not my fault. I can't help it. If you felt something, like, under your skin...
What's wrong with your
eye? Or in your mouth, or in your eye, or in your nose.
Stop doing drugs.
Like, every time something moves.
What the fuck? My skin's crawling, you know what I mean? Like,
I've been like this since I was a little kid. I've always done that. Before I touched drugs, ever. Okay? I remember being a little kid in elementary school.
Does your
and putting
eye just
my face
produce too much tears?
Probably.
You need Johnson
know
and Johnson. No,
no
more
I
tears.
No, I remember being a little kid in class and hiding it from other people. Like, I would put my arm up on the table and put my head down in my arm and then pick at my fucking face with my head buried in my other arm so nobody would see.
Justin Fenn says, I goop show is my favorite. Nolly's in debt says, you rack a discipline, Danny.
Dude, I can't help it. I can't stop.
I know,
I can't help
because
it.
You rack a discipline.
I've been doing it for fucking 25 years.
We're
going to
work on that. We're going to break you of this disgusting habit.
No, you're not.
That's not the attitude that's going to get you
I like doing it.
Wow.
I can't help it.
Okay.
Leave me alone. Do not call strange addiction on me.
I'm addicted to putting my disgusting, grubby fingers in my eye.
My hands are not disgusting.
I know.
Thank you. You dick.
I know. So, wasted chick.
I wouldn't want to see this bitch naked. Look at her.
Yeah. Look at her eyes. Like, both these guys, like, have no idea what's
happening.
That was
from the pepper spray.
Like, wait, where are we? Are we getting drugs still? Hold on. Where are we?
What's going on?
What are we doing?
I understand.
Hold on. What? Who
her
is
eyes
this?
Are blue.
Where are my clothes? So then... So stupid. The woman was identified. She's 29 years old. She continued to ignore the commands. Police say they placed a cuff on the left wrist, still naked, and told her she could just go to jail as she was. At this point, she allegedly agreed to comply with the officers. She put on a pair of pants and then jerked them off. Whoa. And jumped back into the bed, the officer reports. Quote, Reiner put on a pair of pants and then jerked them off and then jumped back into bed. The officer reports.
Oh,
did the cop just write that he jerked off? That she jerked him off in his police report? Well, the pants don't have cock. How do you jerk them off? No,
she
jerked off the cops.
Like,
no, she jerked off as in like.
Read it one more time.
Reiner put on a pair of pants.
Put on a pair of pants and then jerked them off.
Police say they placed a cuff on the left wrist of Reiner, still naked, and told her she could just go to jail as she was. At this point, she agreed to comply with officers. Reiner put on a pair of pants and then jerked them off and jumped back into the bed. Them being the officers that she complied with. Thank you. Police decided to place the second cuff on her wrist, and she jerked them off again. Yeah! Fuck yeah.
God, dude.
While attempting to do so, she allegedly began resisting and wrestling with officers, forcing them to administer a burst of
semen. No.
And pepper spray. Yes. Once cuffed, my dick ejaculates pepper spray. It's handy. Once cuffed and wrapped in the blanket, Reiner reportedly refused.
I
got raped once, so now I have this nifty little evolutionary mutation that my... I have to push a button on my balls to let them know that it's okay. It's like a silent alarm.
Got a little green light, little red light down there. Green
light, red,
go. Red light,
watch out.
Pepper spray.
That's right.
You make me angry.
Just like, but it's jizz in both of them. One of them just happens to have pepper in it.
It's, you think it would kind of
burns a little bit coming out? I'll have to tell you. Gonna be honest with you. Maybe gonna have to issue a recall on this.
Oh man,
dick's still kind of burning. Okay. Police then returned to the blanket method, using it to drag her the rest of the way down the stairs. She was successfully led back to the squad car, and an officer retrieved her clothing.
Hey, bitch, put on some clothes.
Public intox, resisting arrest, indecent exposure. Unbelievable. Just amazing displays of societal prowess as you navigate the turbulence of this life.
How do you fucking walk out of the house topless, walk up to somebody without looking at them until you get up to them, see them, and realize they're a cop, and start running in the other direction and slam the door?
Like, naked.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You just walk out of your house topless? Is that cool?
Oh, hey, guy. Oh, you're a cop. Fuck.
I mean, I do it out in the woods, but that's out in the woods. Come on. I think they were in a city area.
Nolly's Undead says, then the cop and his partner gave her the old wobbly H. All right.
Oh, God.
All right, moving on. This is kind of terrible. I want you guys to look at this picture. It's actually pretty graphic, so just kind of keep that in mind. But here's your story. These are horrific injuries suffered by a 19-year-old girl who was beaten so badly by her boyfriend that medics couldn't tell if she was a dude or a chick.
Wow, she was pretty before.
Yeah. University student Tyrion Lewis was in a coma for a month after her boxer boyfriend drove her to a secluded woodland and punched and kicked her repeatedly as she lay on the ground.
Damn. Her face is fucked up, dude.
He is 23 years old. Wayne Fox is facing jail after admitting kidnapping Miss Lewis and subjecting her to the savage attack in Aberystwyth, West Wales. The Welsh. He was cleared of attempted murder. Well, thank the good Lord. Miss Lewis,
like,
was
listening.
She was
really pretty before. Yeah. Like, her, she looks like one of those fucking... what do you call them? The makeup magazine model shit.
What now?
The makeup magazine model crap. Like, LA or something like that. Vogue
or whatever.
She looks like she should be in one of those little makeup ads. You know what I'm talking about? In the magazine.
Yeah, that's crazy. So check this out. She was...
like a Barbie doll.
She was chilling, listening to music with a friend in her Ford outside her family home.
That's why you got beat. You're a job at a Ford.
When this dude, 23 years old, stormed up to the car, started talking nonsense, then said, "Why are you doing this to me? Blah, 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 blah. Why are you doing this to me?" The 6'2" boxer smashed his bare fist through the window before driving terrified Miss Lewis and her friend, Miriam Evans, 19, to forestry for the brutal attack.
Nolly's Undead says she looks like the guy who got the acid to the face from Let Me In. We just watched it the other day, and that was some gruesome fucking shit when he poured the acid on his face. You see his fucking face.
Yeah, that was
melt.
Done well.
Then seeing him in the hospital later, trying to talk, and dude.
It was pretty nuts.
Yeah. I know it was slow, and you didn't really get into it that much. But
it was all right. It
could have been sped up
too
for
long.
Sure.
It just drunk. I was like, all right, I get it. Let's fucking finish.
It could have been sped up for sure. But that part, dude, that was fucking cool. You like the whole melty face shit and stuff. And yeah, that was pretty badass. It would look pretty. Let's take some devotion to carry a little thing of acid around with you just in case you don't get caught, you know, so she doesn't fucking get in trouble. You carry that around so you can fucking douse yourself and get rid of evidence. That's crazy.
Yep. So, they went out to the forest. Miss Evans relived the nightmare attack, which left Miss Lewis in a coma for more than a month. She says, quote, "We were really scared. I was hoping someone would come and help us because we were both, like, totally screaming." He reached into the car and unlocked the driver's door. He pushed Tyrion over to my side of the car. I thought about getting out and could have if I wanted to, but, like, I didn't want to leave her. We were holding onto each other and kissing and making out and begging him to stop. We didn't know what he was going to do. He drove Miriam and Tyrion to the secluded area of forestry near their home, and he then just punched the fucking shit out of her. She says, I could see Wayne punching and kicking her on the floor. I was screaming and shouting at him to stop, but he just kept doing it. When I realized he wasn't going to stop, I totally tried to pull him off, and then I jerked him off, but he turned around, and I saw the anger on his face, and I knew that was it. I was totally in for it. She wow. said Fox punched and kicked her to the face before continuing his attack on her best friend. Wayne sat on her and just punched her nonstop. There was a punch after punch and no sign of him stopping. All of a sudden, he got off her. He got in the car and took off.
Peace.
Later.
I beat the fuck out of you. I'm done.
I know. I bet he thought he killed her.
Probably. Look at her, man.
Yeah.
She's so fucked.
Pretty fucking nuts. The Welsh. The prosecutor said, quote, paramedics said if they hadn't been told they were attending a female, they wouldn't have known the sex of the patient. Such was the extent of her injuries. A consultant at the hospital where she was taken said in his 23-year career, he has never seen anyone so badly beaten.
Damn.
Coma, more than a month, suffering from a brain injuries, broken pelvis, kidney damage, blood in one of her lungs. 18 months after the attack, she is still suffering from cognitive difficulties and problems with her memory and attention. Brain damage.
Yeah, dude, seriously, you get your head knocked around that hardcore, there's gonna be some kind of fucking side effects, for real.
Nolly's Undead says, going back to talking about Let Me In, he says in the book, the guy attacks and ass fucks Abby.
Yeah, I read that. Really? I want to read the book, actually.
I didn't even know it was a book. That's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
I knew it was a book.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he
like,
says about the story, the dude was training to play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Body blow, body blow, uppercut, shut up, bitch, body blow, kick to the face, but.
Well, you gotta think that in that movie or whatever, you know, she's 12 years old, you know, a 12-year-old body, but she's a vampire. She had to be, like, you know, fucking old or whatever.
Bad Matter says
that was her boyfriend.
He beat the pretty out of her, or with the ugly stick, whichever you prefer.
He beat it with the ugly
insert
stick.
Insert your own.
She is the ugly stick now, dude. That's fucked yeah. up.
So.
No makeup modeling fucking
Can you
ads
imagine,
for you.
Though, like, how much money that cost her? And, I mean, I don't know. Assuming she pays for it, I don't know what Wales is like. But, like, that's a few hundred thousand dollars at least. Not to mention all the surgeries.
Not to mention
the equipment keeping you alive for your cognitive problems.
You can see in her hairline in the beat-up picture where they wiped off blood, and there's blood in her hairline. Like, she was soaked in blood.
Yeah, dude.
Her, like,
it was
that
in
right
her
there
lungs.
Is probably cleaned up a
well,
lot.
Yeah, no shit. That was probably after surgery.
Yeah, dude. Look, she's fucked, dude. Her eyes are just completely swelled shut.
Ugh. Yippers.
Dude. That sucks.
Nolly says, she has universal health care.
If awesome. You ever hit me, that's what you'd look like.
If I ever hit you, that's what you'd look like.
Sorry, no, dude.
Yeah. You want to box it out? I will put gloves on and beat the fucking shit out of you and not even feel bad about it because you brought this on yourself.
I'll win in the long run.
I might feel a little bad about
it. If you do hurt me, it doesn't matter. I'll win in the
long
run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Dude, I'm going to pick a fight with you, get my ass beat, and then withhold sex to punish you because I started a fight.
I don't think I would just withhold sex if you fucking hit me, dude. Well. I would kill you. I would withhold your life, you fag. God. That sucks, dude. She looked like a total Barbie doll.
Oh, well. Shit happens. Hey, maybe pick better boyfriends, huh?
Yeah,
huh?
For real, dude.
Yeah,
seriously.
For real, dude.
For
Not
real,
everyone
though.
Can have a Matt Lee or a Burger or a Bad Manners or a Nolly's Undead, but hey, you can do better than that, right?
No shit, dude. Don't date boxers. They go a little nuts after they get hit in the head so many times.
You want to talk about a little nuts?
A little.
A little nuts? HIV positive man gets 9 years in jail for sex with hundreds of Thai children. Thai children? Little nuts. Come on! Woo! Oh, lol's in the chat. Come on. Lol's in the chat. Come on. That's funny. All right. The court rejected this is pretty crazy. The court, this guy is 66 years old, right? The court rejected demands, the prosecution demands for the 66-year-old man to be kept in preventive custody after the end of his prison sentence because they fear he could endanger people if he's released. The court said the man was an opportunist rather than a compulsive sex offender. Quote, "We're dealing with a hedonist who seized the opportunity." Nice. Carpe diem, this guy. He said the man's comprehensive confession was genuine and that he had shown remorse.
I'm sorry.
66 years old, AIDS. I mean, and I guess they're Thai children. Like, everyone fucks Thai children. So, I don't know. Maybe everyone has AIDS now.
I guess.
We might have AIDS now.
Thai children?
We might have AIDS now through this weird, crazy link list of fucking that ended up with some dude and some Thai kid. That's nuts.
That's creepy, dude.
A little nuts.
Don't fuck Thai children anymore. Okay.
And for you, is this it before we get out of here? Is this the last story?
Yeah, it looks that way.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
This gentleman in Toronto, he had to have surgery because he ingested 45 bags of cocaine, each the size of a ping pong ball.
Oh, my God. I would die so fucking happy. My heart would explode.
I don't think so. The 31-year-old man admitted himself to the hospital, told the staff he ingested the packages in Jamaica.
I fucked up, man.
The man passed 11 of them, and then the medical staff determined he needed surgery to remove the remaining 34 from his digestive tract.
Okay, you shouldn't have taken that many. Holy shit, dude.
How many did I say together? 34 11. So 45 altogether. Wow.
Oh my God,
isn't that
dude.
Crazy?
That's a lot
of
blow.
On top of all that, and
I hope
probably
he hit the 11.
He's getting charged with importing a controlled substance, 2 counts of possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, and failing to comply with probation, because of course he was on probation.
Dude, he shouldn't have fucking tried to smuggle in that many. Seriously? Have a partner help you,
split it,
or...
Right? I mean...
Something,
the
man.
Size of... You're swallowing in essence, and I mean, they weigh more than ping pong balls, but the diameter of the size, 45 ping pong balls.
Yes.
Like, stack that up in your, you know, like, how many before you're at your duodenum and just fucking shit up?
You're blocking shit, and you know what? What happens if one of those bursts? Just one.
Nolly says, that guy must be auditioning for Let Me In 2, a Thailand Boogaloo.
Nice. But, dude, awesome. Seriously, I would never... Oh, my God, dude. I would find another way to fucking smuggle that shit in. Give me a dead baby, and
I would
stuff
mail
it in
that
and
shit.
Carry the baby.
I will fucking mail that shit before I fucking tried to swallow and or shove up my
right?
ass. 45. I don't care what size they are, man. They could be BBs. I don't give a fuck. I'm not shoving that up my ass. I'm sorry.
No, he swallowed them, I think.
Yeah. I'm not doing that either.
Dude, I don't like the thought of swallowing any kind of shit, you know, like to be a mule type of deal, carrying shit, because
right.
your asses and shit in your stomach are really fucking strong, and just imagine...
Stretchy, like super stretchy.
Yeah,
like
they're
leotards.
Stretchy, but think of the
like
container,
leotards.
Or like, you know, you're swallowing it's maybe wrapped in a condom or something, okay, and
sure.
you put that into your stomach, your stomach acids... Depending on what you've eaten in the last few days, depending if you're sick or not or whatever, your stomach acids can be really fucking strong, and sometimes they will eat through that
yep.
shit, and you can fucking die of an OD.
This is kind of an extreme case on the other side where they not only didn't get broken down, but they didn't come out, and he
yeah.
had to go to the hospital, you know?
That sucks, dude.
Fucking right.
I bet you they confiscated all of it. They're like,
yeah, he went to fucking jail, dude. You think he rolled in just be like, so can we just keep this between you and me, and I can have that, and I'll split the rest with you?
Right.
Whatever you take out of me during surgery, that's your cut.
Nolly,
literally, that's your cut. Thank
Nolly
you.
Says that guy was like a cocaine gumball machine.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop.
Insert a quarter, get a quarter gram. Fuck yeah.
Fucking A.
All right.
Ah.
And I did want to talk about this just because.
I dig through his poop for that.
this is just so awesome. These firefighters had to rescue this fool, this 32-year-old guy, Eugene Gimselberg, he went down this manhole, a 40-foot sewer hole, naked, because he was smoking PCP and marijuana and consuming mushrooms a day earlier.
You know what?
I'm going to call the PCP on that one.
Yes.
Out of mushrooms, marijuana, and PCP, naked in a 40-foot sewer hole.
Don't get in anywhere like that naked, please.
Hey, that might have seemed like through the rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland on PCP, and he was like, I'm going there.
Can you just imagine all that fecal material and stuff getting into the cracks and crevices of your body?
It was probably just like rainbows and butterflies and shit, dude.
He's all playing in the sewage. Like,
we're talking about PCP. That probably looked like Willy Wonka's fucking chocolate factory river, okay?
The chocolate factory.
If you know the Hershey Highway, if you know what I mean.
Seriously.
This is why I will never do PCP again.
You could do it again. Just make sure there's somebody sober with you and they keep you locked in a room.
You almost have to
entertain you with something.
Do any of you guys watch the Being Human show, the show Being Human,
yes,
but the UK version, not the dumb US version? But
that's one of my favorite shows.
That's weird that you like the Being Human UK version better than the US version, but yet you like the Shameless US version and not the UK version. And I agree with you fully. Being Human, you gotta watch UK version. Shameless, yes, you gotta watch the US version.
Well, I started watching the UK version of Being Human first, okay? And I watched like 2 seasons of that before they came out with an American version. And so, I'm sure that I would have liked the American version better if I had started watching that first.
Do you think if you would have started watching the UK version of Shameless first?
No,
you just wouldn't have
like
watched the show at all. You'd
right.
be like, this is terrible.
I don't like the UK version. It does suck. No, the Being Human show, though, like, I got used to those characters and shit, you know, like...
It's weird to watch another...
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Like,
it's,
the vampire, super hot UK version, and, you know, like, I don't know, I like all the characters and stuff, and I like the storyline, I like how stupid they sound when they talk, you know, it's good. And Mitchell, the vampire, he's super hot, I like him, he's hot, so... I'm not leaving the UK version of Being Human. Fuck the American version.
Word.
So.
He was naked except for one shoe, alert and able to communicate, although he sustained major injuries from his fall. The rescuers made sure he had a good supply of oxygen during the rescue. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Smoked PCP, weed, and shrooms. Blah, blah, blah. So. They rescued him. He's in the hospital. In critical but stable condition. So.
That's that. Can you imagine being naked in a sewer?
Yes. Yes.
Feeling poo run between your legs and fingers and toes and in your butt cheeks.
Fuck yes. Toes? Fuck yeah.
You have a thing about toes.
I am in now. All in. You bring toes into the equation? Oh, fuck yeah.
You are so into toes.
I will fuck toes all day.
Can we talk about it?
It's time to get out of here.
Can we talk about it?
Email info@thejamhole.com.
Can we please? Please? Oh my god, I just remembered it. It was so awesome.
We just talked a whole show full of stuff, and now you have something important
because
to say?
Because we were talking about feet, and I wanted to talk about what you did with my feet.
I'll fuck your toes too, bitch. I'll
you
fuck
did. You fucked
shit.
My feet.
I will fuck them again.
You fucked
They
my
might
feet.
Be pregnant because I came inside them too.
You did. You came inside my feet.
Because I'm a super freak. Super freak. I'm super freaking. Hell yeah, fuck toes.
God. Jesus Christ.
You just
dude.
Have pretty toes. You're lucky.
Oh, and just a little shout
we
out.
We couldn't even be together if you didn't.
Wow.
I'm like Eddie Murphy
cool.
in Boomerang.
Can
I'll
we just
fuck
do
a
that?
Bitch, and then in the morning, I'll look at her feet, and if they're gross, I'm out.
Can we just do that instead of fucking? You just fuck my toes. And you can just like chill out and like fall asleep, and you can just sit there
I'm
and bang my
fuck
feet.
Your face tonight. How about that? Email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com. That's our site. We have a website. It is thejamhole.com. It's probably also thejamhole.net. I don't know.
26. What? Thank you for making this bandana. I still love it. I still wear
fuck
it.
Fuck yeah.
Just wanted to let you know I still have it. I still wear it. I didn't wipe my ass with it and flush it down the toilet. It's
no,
still
it's cool.
I love
it's
it.
It's a way cool bandana.
I wear it all the time.
Shit, you're... Sure, you're
so.
Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern on Jamhole TV at thejamhole.com/live. Please come join the forums. Interact with us. It's free. It's awesome. Check out thejamhole.com/404. This is our last live audience show. Check out thejamhole.com/250. Those are pretty much the only two things we sell on the site besides the stickers. We got awesome Jamhole Church stickers that look, they're cool. I love those.
Well, you know.
So you can get those and, yeah.
We need to get some merch so we can
we will.
Sell some more
We're
stuff.
We're going to work on that. We need people to go to thejamhole.com/donate and help us get merch because niggas is broke.
It sucks.
Times is tough.
Remember us when you get your tax return.
Absolutely.
People.
Check out thejamhole.com/donate. Look at how the ranking's going. Look who's on top. Is that one of our newest listeners is spanking the fuck out of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're all out of shirts. I gave the last... We had one Jamhole shirt left. It was an extra large, and we've had it for, like, ever, right? Mm-hmm. I gave it to Luke.
Really?
Because he made that picture, and that thing was fucking cool, and I will... I'm going to try and make that the album art for tonight because it's just such a cool fucking picture.
Cool.
Luke sat here during a show last week and drew us doing the show, but like he drew the studio. Like there's books in the shelves and posters. Like you guys have to see this. It's so amazing.
So, thank you guys.
And we'll see you Saturday for the Hot Box and back here again Monday to start off a whole nother week of shows. Check out the YouTube, follow us on Twitter, join the Facebook group, and please tell your friends. This show grows with you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. Jamhole.com.